At least one former state legislator is already all but certain to get his old job back. Democrat Peter Barca is uncontested in his bid to win back the Kenosha Assembly seat to which he was first elected back in 1984. Barca says the big reason he's running is that the country is in trouble, and he thinks he can do something about it.
I mean, I just run into so many of my former constituents and people I know and care about in our community that just are going through some really desperate times.
UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says there's a double standard when it comes to political jobs. Lee, by the way, is also a former state legislator. He says that in most other jobs, you get respect and admiration when you're on a career track. But for some reason, people don't seem willing to accept that for politicians.
And in modern-day America, being a politician is something of a career. And so here we've got situations with various explanations of four people who like government, who like politics, like public policy. They have sort of made it a career, and they want to get back in on the action. And so I certainly can understand it. It's an exciting career. It's exciting to be involved in important decisions.
Aside from Barca, Democrat Jim Holperin is running to represent the northern Wisconsin Senate district that encompasses the assembly seat he once held. Former Democratic Assemblyman Stan Grzynski is trying to win a seat that's just northeast of the Stevens Point district he held in the 80s and 90s. And former Assembly Republican Debbie Towns is trying to win back the Janesville area district she lost by fewer than 40 votes in the 2006 election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.